Saturday morning, an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with the folks from the Dungas family of autos. And Jason's in this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Charlie.
Thank you so much for coming in.
I was just going to say thank you for having me. Very polite little group we have here.
We are. Politeness, we can put that aside. Now let's talk cars.
All right. Hi, Charlie. What would you like to talk about? You know what? The first thing I'd like to talk about,
okay.
Speaking of thank yous, we need to thank everybody in Bartlesville who turned out for our $5 car sale last weekend.
I heard that was a tremendous event.
Charlie, that was so much fun. If you aren't familiar with what we did, and I hope you're familiar.
We talked about it for several mornings on this show, and I know the sales team was contacting former customers because I got a call.
Oh,
I think they were trying to pass it out word of mouth. You were posting on Facebook,
exactly, and we had some radio spots running here on K1, and every day we take trades for our new vehicles, mm-hmm. and generally those trades are low mileage, one owner, lovingly cared for vehicles.
And then they are inspected, cleaned up, and put right back on the lot for used car sales.
Exactly, and most of those vehicles fall either in one of three categories. They're eligible for our Dungas Q certification, which gives an extra warranty on pre-owned vehicles. They fall into the category of manufacturer certified, so they are certifiable by Toyota or by Ford and get the extended warranty there.
Take it out too. I think I'm fairly safe in saying out to the remainder of 100,000 miles on most of those warranties.
Exactly. And then we have some vehicles that, well, they're maybe not quite as young as the vehicles that we like to put out or the vehicles that qualify for Q certification.
Often because many people just put almost all highway miles on their car. It's still within probably the dates that you could certify it, but because they're highway miles, it's been...
Exactly. So those vehicles often they will head to the auction. And over the last couple of years, we've tried a couple of different ways to bypass sending those vehicles to auction where they get marked up and resold to people here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We have been experimenting with different ways to get those higher mileage, older pre-owned vehicles out into the community without the markup. We've tried auctions ourselves. Those have been a lot of fun.
I did a broadcast from at least one of them that I can think of. And again, it was a good crowd. And those vehicles sold quickly. People had done their homework.
They sure did. Yeah. So last weekend, the concept was a $5 car sale where we had about 60 pre-owned vehicles. They were open for inspection from 8 to 9:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 10, we started slashing the price on those vehicles and some tremendous discounts, Charlie. Some of the $10,000 vehicles on our lot went for $8,000. Some of the $8,000 vehicles went for $6,000. And Charlie, we sold three vehicles on Saturday for $5.
A $5 car.
$5 vehicles. We actually sold a fourth for $200. Charlie, I am...
You know, most people could pay cash for those.
That was the hope. frankly, a couple of the people that purchased those $5 vehicles, I felt like we were doing something life-changing for those people. It was apparent that a couple of the people that purchased the $5 vehicles really needed a ride. And we hope that with all of the vehicles that we sold on Saturday, that we were able to do something good for people, something life-changing for people, and help them get on the road and get to, the jobs and the daycare and the things that people just need transportation.
Yeah.
So hopefully we were able to provide some low-cost transportation on Saturday, and I know we we provided some really low-cost transportation on Saturday.
Sounds like you did a you mission accomplished on that one. I don't know your plans. I'm not necessarily asking for a comment, but I hope that you can find a way to do something like that again.
So. We have already determined that at the very least, we will do the $5 car sale again this time next year. We're kicking around the idea of maybe making this a twice a year type of event.
Okay. Sounds like a great plan. And for the car buyer of Bartlesville, if you're interested in a brand new car, you can, of course, get one of those 6 days a week. So that's good.
6 days a week at actually 7 days a week if you go onto one of our websites.
That's
which,
true.
You can go to our landing page, dungeschoice.com, and that's going to take you to Dungeness Toyota, Dungeness Ford, and Dungeness Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives you the opportunity to look at our body shop as well as our fantastic detail shop. So it's dungeschoice.com. Great way to get to any asset from the Dungeness family of autos.
And, you know, Brad was among the first, if not the first in the state, to add that shopping cart to the website so that you could literally, figuratively at least, put that car in the shopping cart. Maybe even pay for it online, but then you have to wait till Monday to pick it up.
Exactly. Yeah. You can really do almost your entire car buying transaction online. And we're finding that more and more people want to do that. I know when I make a purchase, my first instinct is to look for it online,
mm-hmm.
At least do the research. And we're trying to do as much as we can with our online assets, with our websites, to make the process once you get to the dealership as quick and painless as possible. We are really, we're really working towards that Apple Store experience at Dungeness Family Autos.
Well, but I don't think you'll ever go as far as, let's say, delivering with a drone. First of all, the drone might not pick up the vehicle, but you always work to make that delivery experience special for the buyer as well. Give me your cell phone, we'll pair it with your car, and that, you know, just do all those little things that says, yeah, I really like that delivery experience.
Exactly. You know? Really, that's where the emphasis of your experience with Dungeness Family of Autos, especially with a new vehicle, should be. The vehicles, as we talk about quite often on this show, are really rolling computers.
Mm-hmm.
And to a great extent, the delivery process now isn't about how to check your dipstick. It's more about, like you said, how to pair your phone, how to use all of the technology within the car, and how to really maximize the life of your vehicle through proper maintenance.
And you do that again six days a week on that one with a 995 oil change.
So, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Charlie, I'm, you know, talking about some of the technology, I've got to tell you, you know, I do the commute from Tulsa every
mm-hmm.
morning.
Yeah.
I'm in a 2015 Toyota Camry.
Yep.
There have been a couple of incidents. In fact, there was a very unfortunate one on the highway yesterday morning. I drive Highway 75, and as many of you know, it was closed due to a horrible accident yesterday morning.
After the driver drove off the airport grounds.
Exactly.
He was apprehended, by the way.
He was, and
12 miles from that particular incident.
Unbelievable. As I got in my Camry yesterday morning, I do have a traffic alert system in the Camry,
mm-hmm.
and it was able to give me, even before I pulled out of my driveway, an alert that on my trip up to Bartlesville, part of Highway 75 was closed, mm-hmm. and I would need to make the detour. It's, you know, to have that sort of forewarning in a vehicle, take a different route.
Yeah.
It, to me, that is so fascinating, so amazing. I'm eager to see where all of the technology goes. Well, I know this is the the departure point for the self-driving car.
Well, yes. Whether you keep the steering wheel or also figuratively hand the steering wheel to the computer, Toyota, I believe I saw something where all of their current model year cars have the lane keeping feature in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Toyota has installed safety features that a few years ago would have been Buck Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Lane departure alerts, the adaptive cruise control, automatic braking.
Mm-hmm.
There's even an advanced feature that will detect somebody in a crosswalk.
Yeah.
And automatically brake if you are coming up to a crosswalk. I think as we see these vehicles become more assistive, not necessarily self-driving, but assistive,
yeah.
We are definitely going to see a decline in the number of traffic accidents. We're going to see a definite decline in the number of auto pedestrian accidents.
Well, I think even just as far as you mentioned the adaptive cruise control, but just navigation systems alone. I took a couple of days earlier in the month to head off to St. Louis and in the quest of seeing a couple of baseball games. And of course, there was, with after all the rains, St. Louis had huge flooding problems. And it's nice several miles down the road, I think I was still easily 100 miles out of St. Louis and started getting all the, you know, this part of I-44 is closed due to flooding. Want to ride around around it? You know,
I-44 at Manchester is underwater.
Yes, it was. Actually, it was even further. But yes, I-44 at Manchester was underwater. But even before you got to the branch off at I-240, it was where was it?
I think just outside of Eureka.
Yeah, it was. Six Flags. Yeah. It was just right there at Six Flags. They started detouring me around. Actually, I took the tour at Washington, so a little bit further this direction. Yeah.
So
exit 251.
If you haven't experienced the technology in the newer vehicles in the 2017s, and we're starting actually to get in some of the 2018s.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't experienced the technology, come down to Dunge's Family of Autos, take a look at the new Toyotas, take a look at the new Fords, take a look at the new Lincolns.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see some jaw-dropping, wow, this is the future kind of technology,
yeah.
We'd love to give you a quick test drive and show you some of the bells and whistles.
Well, that's nice. And again, regardless of what brand you're talking about, whether you're talking about Jason's favorite brand, Toyota, or I drive a Ford, either way, both of them give you a lot of those features, and we'll update you on your route guidance throughout the way. And, you know, like you said, just keep things going, hit the button, and say phone home or whatever.
Yeah. It's almost that good.
Yeah.
So, Toyota, I cannot say is my favorite because I do work with a bunch of Ford people.
Yeah.
And we play no favorites. It's just like children.
Yeah.
However, I do want to talk a little bit about what we have going on in terms of some Toyota savings.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is Toyota time, and Toyota is eager for us to sell Camrys. They don't want us to give them away, but boy, they certainly have some incentives.
If you look at the sales numbers for Camrys, it is huge. You know,
America's favorite car.
Yeah.
And right now, on a Toyota Camry, a 2017 Toyota Camry, you can receive $3,000 off in Toyota cash, and then if you go to our website either through dungeschoice.com or through dungestoyota.com, or even just give us a call. Because of some regulations, we can't exactly advertise what our prices are. However, we can, on a one-on-one basis, tell you exactly what the price on a new Camry is, and it will drop your jaw.
Yep. Not unlike any other state, or the state of Oklahoma has some very specific guidelines on advertising vehicle prices, and we would not induce you to violate those.
Well, I'm not even worried about the Oklahoma pokey as I am getting in trouble with the Toyota police. So, We also have $2,000 off on all of our Corollas, plus a Dunge's discount, 0 for 72 on the Corollas. And one of my favorite deals on the Toyota side is right now we have 0 for 60 plus $1,500 on any Tundra SE on our lot.
Wow.
Yeah. A good time to buy a Tundra.
Yeah.
We've got about 11 Highlanders in stock. The Highlanders are hard to keep around. People love the Highlanders. We've got a handful of 4Runners. And again, very hard to keep.
Two vehicles that hold their value very well, too, by the way.
My father-in-law is driving a 4Runner from, I think, 1991. He's around 300,000 miles, and let me tell you, it's just getting broken in. So if you're looking for a good, hard-working vehicle that's going to last, 4Runners, yep. Highlanders, bulletproof.
Yep.
As well as all of the other Toyotas, and right now we've got 0% for 13 models, and we'd love to show you all of the technology and the features in these. Actually, the one that I haven't had a chance to test drive, and it's, I believe, the first 2018 on our lot, Charlie, we have a little CHR, which is Toyota's new sport utility vehicle.
Right.
It's smaller than a RAV4. It's larger than a Venza, and it looks like it's kind of low to the ground, mm-hmm. looks sporty, looks like it would be a lot of fun to drive. I'm going to try and get it out and do some road mileage on it and maybe even do some YouTube video for you. And next time I'm in, I'll report in on that.
Sounds like a great idea. We have a guest that just came into the studio. Usually he knocks on the door, but I saw him lurking in the hallway and just waved him on in. But we'll get back to vehicles here in just a little bit, Jason. But I want to welcome into these microphones again someone that has been away much too long, but I know he has an event coming up real soon. Let me just go ahead and mention that for him here. I've got it's the last 10 tapes event going on at the Jack R. Ellis Theater in Nowata. Coming up on Saturday, and the Buffalo Dale. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I want to take that vehicle, if that's okay with you, for a couple of weeks and maybe 5 or 10,000 miles, if Brad didn't mind.
Why would he mind?
Charlie, it's good to see you. Last time I saw you, and you and Brad was out at the Good, Bad, and the Barbecue for the Elder Care group.
Yes, another great evening for Elder Care, their major fundraiser of the year. And not unlike any other year I've ever been there, people were enjoying themselves.
Oh, what fun that was. And yeah. I bought that painting of Black Eagle.
Good for you.
I'm so excited about that. We just love that.
Yeah, that was I don't remember what that one sold for, but it was, okay, it was a auction at a fundraiser, but really I think it was still undervalued.
Way undervalued.
Yeah.
And I was just thrilled to get it. And I was just talking to the Elder Care people. They're planning for next year. The Mullendore family have agreed to let them have that, and it's their 20th year. And I know Dunge's is always involved. I saw Brad and Kimberly out there, and, mm-hmm. and they're very excited. They're getting another band, and I think it's going to be a really great year. And Katsy would be so thrilled on this. So.
She would be. There was some discussion in the community, probably never among Elder Care or the family, but I think the community was wondering if that tradition would continue. So it's nice to hear, yeah.
Mary Elizabeth has been talking to them, and they're looking forward as well. They had a great time out there. That is Katsy's children, mm-hmm. and they've agreed to just keep it on. Katsy wanted it to go on, and that's what they want to do. And the Crossbell Ranch is growing, and it's going to be good, and all's well out there.
Well, and by next year, the construction along State Highway 20 will be done, and we'll be back to the old route.
I hope. But what a great evening, and I'm on my way over to Nowata Saturday for this film, but mm-hmm. I'm actually heading to Claremore right now, guys, to Coke Myers, who we had up here one time with
yep.
Brad.
Yeah.
It was one of the best interviews I think you'll agree that we've had for a long time. That was Will Rogers' niece.
Yes.
Her grandmother was Will Rogers' sister, and she traveled with Will, and she was just a hoot, and she passed away here recently, and they're going to dedicate a bench over there at 4 o'clock at the museum.
Okay.
And I'm heading over there for that. And also tonight is a friend of ours, Richard Johnson's memorial.
That'll be at the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey.
I look for a big crowd up
yes,
there.
Yes, I think you're right. Stop by and just, you know, buy a beverage, eat a sandwich, and stop by and have some fun with your friends.
They're going to have a big jam session, Jason.
I understand Giz is going to be donating 20% of the proceeds
yes,
tonight.
Exactly.
That's really wonderful.
And Arvest will be taking donations if you want to do it that way.
Yeah, I'm planning on getting back for that as well.
Okay.
So.
Well, this is fun, I don't want to dismiss the Claremore event because Coke. We had her picture up on our website for quite a while after she was here. The Footprints on the Dew. I know that book is doing well for you. If people don't have a copy, pick one up. You'll probably have them over at the Jack Ellis Theater.
We will. You can get them at Express Drug out there on the highway, or the website, which is originalbuffalodale.com. This book, I'm so lucky, you guys. It's been on the Oklahoma best-selling list more times than Reed Drummond's cookbook. And, that's something. Of course, when Reed Drummond's cookbook comes on there, she sells millions.
Well, I sell
a few hundred.
Nonetheless, just to be on the list with Reed, that's a great feat.
It is.
What are you going to be doing tomorrow, Saturday night? Similar to what you've done, say, in Dewey and other places, showing the tapes?
Yeah, you know, when we showed it at Dewey and we had a little bit of film problem up there.
It was a cold night, and I think a few people stayed away just due to the weather, too.
Yeah. The film has been sent down to Dallas and had been completely redone on the sound. I'm very excited to show it. It's going to be the first time it's been shown. The book itself is just what my goal is to take it to a real film.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that would be good for this area if we got some really great film going. I've been talking to my lawyers down. We've got an entertainment lawyer now, and they've actually talked to Val Kilmer's representative about playing Chubb, but it's all still up in the air. They keep telling me to stay on the road, and that's what I'm doing. I'll be in Tulsa Friday afternoon, Saturday day, and Sunday at the big R&K gun show on the fairgrounds.
Okay.
I was at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds last weekend at a gun show. And if you haven't been to the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds lately, fellas, they built a huge building down there, an event center. You got to go see this place. You could practically put a Dewey in this building. But before that, I was in Wichita and Topeka. I'm scheduled to go back to New York here. I'm working on another book also that I'm planning on going out to New Mexico on. And I'm just kind of plugging down the road on this thing. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And I was talking to Rick Yoakum and Tom Dunlap out here just this morning, talking to Tom. Tom bought the old Sonic out here, and that's his office now. But it's just better than a regular job, is what I... But I've got an interview coming up with a very famous Oklahoman next week, Bob Funk. He's been being inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, along with five other people. And if you don't know, Bob Funk and I became friends six or seven years ago. He's a great philanthropist here in the state and around the country. I believe they have an express office here in Bartlesville, too.
They do.
Bob's a guy that I really admire, and I'm looking forward to putting this story together. And I'd like to get Bob up here if I can get him into Bartlesville and maybe visit with you one of these days.
Well, I always like to talk to good people, so that'll work.
I'm just up and down the road, you guys.
It's Saturday night, 7 o'clock, $10 per person.
It is.
And I believe the part of the proceeds are going to, I've seen it, but I don't
remember. The Ellis Theater over there. If I didn't know this. This was an old theater from the bygone era, and they took the marquee off, apparently, but the inside, have you been in there?
I have.
I guess it's still a theater inside, and they have a little dinner setup thing, and I'm really looking forward to going over there, and of course, Richard Johnson's thing tonight, I'm really looking forward. Richard was such a great guy here in Bartlesville.
If you look at the events that he was involved in, I'll pick Sunfest, but he did so many. He did Sound for the Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue, but he was one of the leaders that always brought in the entertainment acts for Sunfest.
He was. Yeah. He's going to be missed. And I just, yeah, we can't say enough about that. And Coke Myers, I'm still missing her. She was quite a person. She'd been on tour with me for this past year, mm-hmm. and she was 97, and yeah. it just happens pretty quickly, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it might happen pretty quickly for me too, but not on that.
Well, not this morning, not this morning anyway.
Long health for yeah. Buffalo Dale.
Here's some more about what's going on with this car. I was just out there and had my oil changed, and they do such a great job. I was in and out in less than an hour. Ate a couple of their free snacks there and mm-hmm. got to look at the cars and but I just enjoy listening to you and Brad, Jason, on the they're so up to date on this stuff.
Oh, that's much appreciated, Dale. And we love feeding people, actually. Yeah. You know, the snacks, you wouldn't believe how well snacks are driving our service business, I sometimes think. But we've got a great waiting area when you come in for a 995 oil change, either at Dunges Ford or at Dunges Toyota.
With or without an appointment.
If you really want to get in and out quickly, go to Dunges Toyota or DungesChoice.com and set up a maintenance appointment, and we'll be waiting for you when you pull up. Otherwise, it's generally about 30, 40, maybe an hour to get in and out for a 995 oil change.
Depending on whether you drive the car in at 7:30 or 2:30.
Exactly. We'll also take a look at all of your fluids, make sure that your little orange lights are all turned off, make sure your tire pressure is good, and make sure that you're really set and safe and ready to get on the road, get on your way.
Yeah. I understand Toyota's got some of the dealers out looking at some of the 2018s.
Actually, that is where Brad is right now. In fact, as we speak, Brad is probably on a racetrack somewhere in Las Vegas, Nevada, driving the brand new 2018 Camry. I spoke to him yesterday. He was excited about the fact that he was going to get his hands on the new vehicle. He was a little less than excited about the fact that it was 100 degrees already out in Las Vegas, and he was heading to a track.
Right.
But
I'm sure the heat will be rising off the asphalt, which is
You know.
On the other hand, it'll only be about 8 o'clock Las Vegas time.
So exactly. And as they say, it's a dry heat. So I'm glad he's in Vegas and I'm here. I'm sure as he gets back into the saddle next week, he'll have all kinds of exciting information about the new vehicles that Toyota is working on. I know in addition to the new CHR, the small SUV mm-hmm. that we have on our lot, I know that Toyota is rolling out some other small SUVs, and I'm eager to hear about those. And then on the Ford side, we really have some exciting things going on over there right now. First of all, I don't think... were you a service member? I was not a service member. Dale, did you do?
Happy to say that I am retired Air Force. Yes,
you're retired Air Force. Yeah. Well, as a retired Air Force or active duty or any sort of military affiliation, if you're a vet, if you're active duty, if you're retired, right now Ford has a program where on any vehicle they will give you a $1,000 bonus.
Okay, I'll take some.
I think you should. So you purchase any Ford, the price for not just military and veterans, but mm-hmm. also for first responders, Charlie,
okay.
Which, you know, often are EMTs and ambulance drivers, firemen, mm-hmm. Police officers. They need some love.
Yeah.
And right now we're giving it to them at Dunges Ford, an extra $1,000 off of any vehicle.
Of course, May is Military Appreciation Month anyway, so.
It sure is, and so if you purchase any Ford between now and June 1st, there is a fantastic discount. And Charlie, I brought
that's in... That's on top of the already low price, right?
On top of the already low price. So I brought in two examples of a couple of vehicles that... well, these are my two favorite Fords that we have on the lot right now. We have a 2016 Ford F-150 XLT V6. It's a brand new V6 EcoBoost. It's a 4x4. And Charlie, it's Brad has lowered the price on this vehicle because it's a 2016. Eager to say goodbye to it.
Well, sure. I just want to move you along here because we're getting close on time.
So. Okay. Yeah. I will wrap this up, but let me tell you about this 2016.
Please do.
$31,852. Wait. We can knock another $1,000 off of it if you're a veteran. So you're going to be driving away in a $43,000 truck for under $31,000.
And you had one more. I want to hit that one real quick.
All right. One more real quick, and then do you have other shows?
Yeah.
You've got to move on. So the other one is a 2017 Ford Edge. This one's a titanium. It's all-wheel drive. The Edge is one of the most fun SUVs that you can drive. Right now, Brad has it marked down $3,000. Ford is going to give you $2,850 in rebates, and then if you're a military veteran or first responder, $35,000. Out the door.
Drive it.
A $42,000.
Drive it
vehicle.
Out the door today. You're going to be in good shape. Jason, Dale, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Charlie, thank you.
News on the way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ.